For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Kelly Schultz. Joining me from the BSU Beavers, Rachel Kelly, the senior out of Rosemont, Minnesota, and with a great goal that tied up the game tonight. Coach is always talking about getting those greasy, crash the net kind of goals. Walk us through that one.
Well, it was a really ugly shift, but me and Ivana were in the D zone, and we were kind of tic-tac-toe with the goals, and I had it and then got intercepted, and Ivana was in support, and then Ivana got taken away, and I had it, and we just slowly made our way down, and then she went to pass to me, but it hit a stick, hit something, bounced back on her stick, was in front of the net, and I think it might have hit one of them, and then it hit my chest and bounced in, but I was just not stopping, and I would have pounded the goalie, but I saw it go in, and then I turned around, and Ivana was right there, and it was kind of cool that we all got to celebrate right in the crease, and the ref was telling us to get out, and this and that, and... But it was good. It was good.
Then your team goes up 2-1 against a team that in past years you haven't had that much success against. What did it feel like to have that 2-1 lead?
It was good. As good as any lead, I guess. But especially against the Gophers, I think they got a little nervous. But looking at their stats all season, they're down by a goal with 2 minutes left. They somehow always pull it off. So... we knew they were going to come in hard, and they ended up getting a call, getting a power play, getting a goal, and then it's 2-2. And then we just went at it and then had to go into overtime, and overtime battled, and then off to a shootout.
Talk about the player, your goaltender, Brittany Mowat. Incredible, 47 saves tonight.
She is amazing. And my aunt was here first time, and first thing she said was, "Your goalie is phenomenal." And she doesn't know much about hockey, but it's not hard to tell a good goalie when you see one. And a lot of credit to her. She definitely kept us in the game, made huge saves, made that huge glove save out of nowhere on the shootout, and everybody's mouths just dropped. And then we started cheering, but she always comes up with some amazing saves, and it's really nice to have her back there.
You got a chance at the shootout, but what was it like to see Stephanie Anderson get the game winner there in the shootout, knowing that she did it against her former team?
Yeah, you know, told her after the game, I said, "Steph, great snipe." And she needed that, I think, especially playing against the Gophers. She gets all jacked up, and she's got all this energy. She's ready to go. Had a good game all around, and then she gets to shoot and just snipes it, hits the net, and she scores. So... glad she got to skate by their bench with a big smile on her face, and we end up winning in the shootout. So 2 points is huge for us, and going tomorrow, do it again.
I was just going to say, getting 2 points against the Gophers on the road, nonetheless, isn't an easy task. Your team did it with a lot of hard work. How hard did you guys work in practice leading up to this week?
Pretty hard, yeah. Monday is kind of a, I'd say, recovery practice. We get the feet moving, we do the basics, and then Tuesday, Wednesday are battle days and get going. We've been working everything that helped us win tonight, we've been really working on. So it's glad to see that we're getting better, and that's the important part. Coming to play the Gophers, though, that's always tough. You know, home ice advantage against this team is always going to be a struggle for any visitor. So glad that we got to steal some points from them, and hope they have a tough time sleeping tonight.
Tomorrow, brand new day, another game, but they will be without three of their key players. Cameron Easy, Brandt, and Stecklein are gone for the Four Nations Cup. Of course, they'll have their starting goaltender between the pipes. What do you guys need to do to beat them?
Do the same thing. They're nothing special. They're not the team they used to be. They're right there with everybody else, and I think that's how the whole league is. Everybody has a chance to win. Whoever shows up and works the hardest, I think, is going to be the one that ends up with the W. So tomorrow, doesn't matter who's on the ice, doesn't matter who's doing what. We just got to do our game and play how we play, and we should end up with the same result as we did tonight.
Good game tonight. It was fun. Thanks, Rachel.
Thank you.